Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who says, hear ye, hear ye. It's time for ye old Final Four strategy session here on Rob Has a Podcast. Very excited to be back here tonight with Mr. Big Brother Canada. Here he is, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad that I'm here because I did tell Rob that if he didn't invite me to be on the Monday podcast, he would be dead to me.
Yes. Okay. Good. Well, we talked about it 10,000 times. And so we promised it was going to be okay. And so, sorry. No day off for Taryn.
No, it can't happen. No here, update. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here at night.
And here he is. He just came crashing in. Brent Wolgamott, right on cue.
Yes, I'm a little nervous because I did a live stream last night with a friend of mine for my slot channel, and my sound was going in and out. And then when I started with you guys tonight, again, my sound was going in and out. So if my sound goes out and I suddenly act like I can't hear you, I'm just going to go bye-bye. Okay.
All right. Hey, you're not getting out of this one so easy, Brent. It does sound like we're getting your computer audio and not the nice LFC microphone.
All right, I shall take a look at that. Talk to Taryn for a second.
Okay, of course. I'd love to. All right, we're going to take your questions here tonight. Hashtag RHAP. You can post your questions here in the chat room as well as we get ready for Thursday night's finale when Big Brother Canada 6 all comes to a crescendo. Wednesday night, we'll see. We'll get down from 4-3. And then, Taryn, ultimately, we will see who of the final two gets crowned here in the Big Brother Canada 6 finale.
Yes, very exciting. I'm excited for the finale. We're going to cap this season off. Hopefully we'll have a good outcome.
Yes. What would be a good outcome in your mind?
I mean, I think different people have different outcomes that would be good. I know there are a lot of people rooting for Paris. There are definitely a lot of people rooting for Kayla. And there's like three people rooting for Derek. So that's I think I'm one of them. So
you're rooting for Derek.
I would be happy with a Derek win. I much prefer Kayla. I want Kayla to win. But I would not be sad if Derek took it home. I think Derek has played pretty well as well.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk it all through. So much to pour over tonight between the HOH, the hard fought HOH competition, to everybody getting Wendy's, to the awards, who got snubbed, who got the awards. And then we did a deep dive into Paris. She had to make those nominations here, Taryn. You don't want to have a misstep here with the final four nominations. You put the wrong person on the block here in this spot. It could be all over. Good thing we went through the entire short list with Paris. She told us who she was thinking about and didn't want to make any mistakes. I'm glad we really got to get inside her head in terms of what she's thinking for the final four nominations.
Absolutely. The final four nominations, they're the most important nominations of the entire season. You really have to get it right. If Paris nominates Will here, it's just like, what are you doing? I mean, does she even deserve her spot in the final three at that point? It's ridiculous. And I think that ultimately, despite going back and forth a bit, she made the right call. Yeah.
Let me just ask you a serious question, though. So why do we even have nominations at the final four? Shouldn't there just be an HOH and then let's play the veto? And then, I mean, why did we spend 15 minutes on the nominations? Why do we spend 1 minute on it, Taryn?
Basically, every time you have Dan Gheesling on a season, the final four nominations are going to end up mattering somehow. Any other time, it doesn't matter in the least. Maybe season seven. But when Dan is involved, he's going to either convince people that it was for a good reason, or he's going to end up, taking out your showmans.
Having a veto ceremony. Because you could have a scenario where the HOH wins the veto, but then you could have a nomination ceremony, right?
I mean, I guess so, but I guess kind of the point is like when Dan is on the block and has to be taken off the block by the same person that put him on the block in order to, like, it seems redundant, but when you see it play out, I think it makes for greater effect. But I completely agree. I think 99% of the time we don't need it. And but I am glad that we had it that one time when Dan was there.
Yeah. Brent, do you have a thought on this?
No, I mean, I agree with Taryn. That's exactly where my mind went to was season 14, where, Dan's trying to convince somebody to take him off the block, who initially put him on the block, even when Dan didn't win the veto himself. So it's just the mechanics of the game, Rob. There's no other reason than logistics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we definitely don't need like a lot of talk about who should go up on the block, especially when we heard Derek and Kayla say in the episode, yeah, it doesn't even matter. We heard Paris say, I'm definitely going to put Derek and Kayla up on the block. It was like, okay, well, you basically told us what was going to happen. And then we spent a really long time going over what might happen.
Yeah, I feel like that was edited by two different people, Darren. I feel like the first part was person A, and then person B came on and said, okay, let me tidy this all together, because there wasn't a lot of coherent narrative there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there is a person that just edits the shortlist segment, and they just do their thing every week.
Yeah, we got to see two questions of the HOH competition from the other night. Then we went on pause. I believe Paris had the 2-0 lead. We were halfway home, Brent, because Paris would win this one in a shutout.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I saw this spoiler on Twitter that Paris had won in a landslide in an HOH competition. And it was very similar to last year's competition, where they give you different parts of different things that have happened. The key to this competition is knowing when to buzz in. And Derek obviously jumped the gun. And after that, you know, I think Paris was off to the races. She knew her stuff. And she won a well-deserved HOH.
Yeah, she won a well-deserved HOH. She's going to the final three. She spent a lot of time talking to the cameras on the episode tonight, Taryn, about all this.
I mean, like, what's new?
It's like, I did this. Can you believe it? It happened. I'm going to the final three. Yeah, we know. We got it. We were watching the show. Okay. Brent, I got to think you're fired up about these awards tonight in terms of I thought this was a big letdown.
Yeah, well, no, actually, I was kind of OK. There were parts of it that were a letdown. Obviously, the fact that they had some rando PA assistant as the guy who was essentially dressing them and telling them what to do, rather than somebody fabulous like Ika or Dimitris or Karen. They could have had Karen come in, for God's sake. That would have been amazing. Mm-hmm. But the good part was,
who came Will in last year? Was it Nikki?
Who did come in last year?
And then she was like all drunk or like tired or something like that, right? Didn't Nikki come in at the end? Because Ika was there and they didn't have Gary come in. So I'm pretty sure it was Nikki, right?
Again, I would take anybody over somebody who I don't know.
Yeah.
But the best part, Rob, and I'm sure the chat room will agree with me, is Will getting face cracked all over the place and not winning anything. The ding-dongs were ruling, and I loved it.
Yeah, there were some whining about we should have won awards, Taryn.
Yes, and it was Nikki that came in.
Yeah, and that was fun. It just feels like that they cheaped out. They couldn't get anybody.
I guess not. You know, they don't want to spend money flying somebody out. This felt to me like, you know, normally we've kind of praised Big Brother Canada in the past for sort of fancying up the recap episode, making it a little more fun than it usually is. I feel like they dropped the ball a bit on this one.
Yeah. Brent, that I saw that Ika posted about how she was going on a social media hiatus. Is it possible? Is Queen Ika mad about this?
No, I don't think she is, because she went out of her way in her recap, the last one that she did, to say that she didn't want to say anything bad about production or anybody that works on the show, the people that gave her this platform, basically. She had been doing recaps and then she stopped doing them. And then all of a sudden, she did one last recap where she said, hey, I just want to tell you guys why I'm not doing recaps anymore. And basically she said that she was going to say something that would probably make some people who work on the show unhappy.
So like, they didn't bring her back for the awards?
I don't think that had anything to do with it, but it could. I mean, you know, who knows? I don't know.
There are people that say things that I don't like about this show, about this podcast. And you know what? If they're good guests, I still call them. I still bring them back. And I check my ego and I say, look, this person is good. I need to bring them back.
Well, I don't know what happened, Taryn, but I would have preferred anybody over this rando guy. And then the worst part was the fact that he was talking in a specific accent that wasn't very good. And then the house guests start imitating that said accent.
Yeah. Dilly dilly. Yeah.
The Big Brother production needs to maintain better relationships with their former players, is I think what we're getting.
I would take in anybody. I would have taken, bring in, who? How about Mark Chrysler? Come to bring him back, Brent.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I don't know why they couldn't have thought, you know what? Let's get somebody from last season.
Where's Neha?
Cassandra. Yeah, Neha, give me a Nick.
Where's Levita?
Yeah, I'll take anybody.
Where's Anil? This guy,
Rob. I don't know what to tell you. They said no. That's what they said.
Yeah, I guess so. This was we would have taken anything. It's just like it was a fun thing. I don't know what they did in the first season, but I feel like that they did something every single season, and then this was like, oh no, now it's a medieval theme.
The medieval thing doesn't even make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Still. Thank you. They started with a heaven and hell dilly theme, dilly. And now on a medieval theme. Can someone please explain that to me?
Well, Karen? No, this was Brent. This was all make sense because I wondered from the beginning of the season, why was everybody in chainmail on the short list all season long? And this was all a clue that ultimately that the awards at the end of the season was going to be Game of Thrones theme.
All right, well, then we can go with that then.
Coming.
I'm trying to concentrate on the positive, the fact that Paris won HOH and disrupted the plans of Kayla and Derek, which was great. Number two, the fact that Will didn't win squat, and he knew it, and I love the fact that they sensed that they were shading him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you who did clean up at these awards is Veronica. I really, for the first time, you know, I think we scoffed, during the Veronica tenure at times. And then she went out and we sort of like, ha, ha, ha. She is like, hey, I'm the only person here making big moves. Nobody else is playing. I got the sense that they would bring Veronica back.
Yeah, she was included in a lot of those awards. Yeah. I think she lost almost all of them, but the production found production her, was, worthy of inclusion.
You know, I think they were very happy with what they got out of Veronica along the way, it seems like. I thought like, oh boy, this didn't really pan out, but boy, she made out in the hot tub and she got in a different tub, and that's what they're looking for, Brent.
Yeah, I have said before, I came around on Veronica, irrespective of what happened to Kirsten. I thought that Veronica was very fun in the house, and I thought she was needed, considering that there are a lot of super fans in the house who are all trying to get along. Hamster Watch actually wrote an article earlier today that I retweeted, was talking about the fact that there weren't a lot of fights this season. And I know they showed a couple of them, but even those fights.
Hey, what about standards. Will versus Ryan?
Yeah, give me a break. I didn't even remember that. That's how lame that was. All these people know the game, and the problem is you want to catch people on the show that are fans, but if they're fans, then they know not to get involved in the fights. They know to stay out of the drama. And I felt like I agree with Hamster that there were too many people this season that were trying to get along. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have people who were trying not to get along. That's more fun. That's what I do.
I feel like we had a lot of people that got into fights other than Veronica, though.
Allie, I guess. Kayla, a little bit.
Allie, Kayla, Ryan.
Yeah,
but Kayla was just smirking. Like, she was never going after anybody. The only person that really came for anybody in my eyes was Allie and maybe Johnny to a lesser extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Derek and Kayla, they might not take each other to the finals.
Oh, scary stuff. Yeah. They've had the conversation a thousand times.
They had the conversation again tonight, Brent.
Yeah, I know. This was actually an interesting conversation. I actually felt better about it watching a second time because I watched it on the feeds and I felt like it was a little awkward. The way they edited it together this time made it seem like that Kayla was specifically like trying to get Derek to say something that he already said a thousand times. Like, I know that Derek will take Kayla to the finals. I do not believe that he will cut her. And I feel like maybe he's annoyed that maybe she's not thinking the same way. Like, she wanted him to say, no, I'd still vote for you. That way she feels better about cutting him in the end, which she's talked about before, but he didn't say that. And I think she was a little bitter about that.
Well, here's what he told us at the end of the episode.
I've got K-Bay on my side, and I know if either of us win, we are taking each other to the final three.
Darren, he's got K-Bay on his side.
K-Bay for sure. Yeah, this was an episode full of Derekisms, and K-Bay is one of them.
K-Bay, with K-Bay on your side, Brent, how could you go wrong?
Definitely. I'm sorry, I was laughing. I try to pay attention to the chat room, but Bill in the chat room said, Brent, we need a season of Big Brother with all drag queen contestants. Imagine the Vixen on Big Brother. And I can, Bill, I can. So yeah. I'm sorry, Rob. I don't mean to go off onto a tangent, but that would be fun. You would be living for it.
Yes. Could I also reset the Derek and Kayla have zero chemistry whatsoever, Brent?
You want to respond to that?
No, or I want to restate that.
Oh, restate that. Well, I have said that 1,000 times. I don't know why they insist on like trying to show us that they do have chemistry.
Hey, Brent, I know you said that you wouldn't kick Derek out of bed, but
I would.
I find it very, very off-putting. Derek walking around the Big Brother house in his underwear.
Yeah, I don't know.
I watch people on Survivor in underwear all the time, but this is very awkward to me anytime they show Derek in underwear.
Does anybody know what I mean when you see a guy or a girl and they're fit? I don't want to make this gender specific because then people will come for me. Okay, so you see a person and they are fit, but for some reason they look a little fat. Like they look a little soft, like a little
yeah,
pudgy.
Why doesn't Taryn ever cover this on the live feed update?
Derek is a fit guy. Like he looks like a freaking model in his Instagram pictures, and then you see him walking around the house and you're like, he's a little soft. Like I feel like I could, like the pillow's very doughboy. Like I could touch him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Taryn, what's up with that?
I think part of it is that when you're in the house, you tend to put on a few pounds. Part of it might be also that like when you're looking at somebody's Instagram pictures, they have the lighting right and they're flexing. And when you're watching them in the house, they're like bent over
10 pounds and there's a lot of cameras. Yeah. Taryn, and what is Derek an Instagram model? That I feel like I've always heard this about him, but then I looked at his Instagram and it didn't look very model-y.
I think he's like an Instagram fashion person. He's got
followers.
His fashion line.
He doesn't have that many.
He was saying that in preparation for the followers that he anticipated.
Oh, he's going
to
get
gain.
A lot after the after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right. Scott, if you've got questions from the audience, we'll take them. We'll take them. So, Brent, you were happy with Paris tonight?
I was. I was really thrilled for a variety of reasons. Number one, it's been a long time coming for her. And I know that people have problems with Paris. I have problems with Paris. She was really horrible to Maddie. And she's going to get a lot of hate for it coming out of the house. I guarantee you, not 24 hours after coming out of the house, whether it's a win or a loss for Paris, we're going to get some version of, you know, I am sorry for some of my actions in the house. I apologize. The Big Brother house is a pressure cooker, blah, 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 blah. Basically boilerplate stuff that you always get from people that make a mistake in the Big Brother house. Having said that, I do really like the fact that she won HOH because it disrupts what I think was Derek and Kayla's final three plans. And they stated that in this episode. Like they both wanted to take Will. They think he's a guaranteed loser at the final three or the final two. And Paris is much more formidable social game wise. And they both fear her potentially taking her to the jury. The one downside is I think Paris being guaranteed final three means that if she gets to the final three with the showmans, if they win the veto, that they are more likely to take each other. I think that Will is a goat and Paris might look like a hero to them and they might be more willing to take each other rather than risk cutting each other and potentially losing a vote. There's only seven people voting this year. One vote could make the difference.
But you know what? Beat Paris. Okay. The show doesn't need Will as part of the final two. I mean, nobody wants to sit there for 2 hours on Thursday and Will is in the final two.
Give me a break. I mean, like if Derek and Kayla win the veto, this is great because then Will is probably going to be evicted unless he pulls a rabbit out of a hat and convinces either one of them to cut the other showmans. And then we've got a final three of Paris and Derek and Kayla, all of whom would be deserving winners in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I told this to Taryn earlier today, but also just going back to Thursday night, it felt like that Maddie really was very self-congratulatory also on the way out of the house for
I'm the winner. Yes, yes. I know how you love that, Rob.
And Taryn, I thought she was very good in her exit interview with you, but really Maddie came away very proud of her accomplishments this season.
Yeah, I mean, I think the soliloquy worked at the start of the season, and she had planned the speech that she had to leave the house from before she even came into the house. So it was kind of like one of those How I Met Your Mother things where like the ending would have worked like five seasons ago. Like this speech worked when she got onto the show, but now that she's been on the show, doesn't quite work as much.
The ending that they shot in season two of How I Met Your Mother worked, but then after nine seasons of How I Met Your Mother, it no longer worked.
Exactly. That's exactly how it worked.
We'll see. Okay. Let's take your questions and then we'll talk about the spoiler and then we'll go from there. Okay. Melissa Bott says, should Big Brother Canada do a special recap episode like BBUS? Well, I was talking about this with Taryn right before we came on about the Big Brother recap of the recap or that we do versus this. And I said, at least that's like an hour of highlights. This was like 45 minutes of nothing and, you know, a couple of moments. Brent, do you have a preference of the award show versus the recap of the recap?
Yeah, I would much rather them cordon it off into its own show. That way we can have fun with it and make fun of it and have a grand old time. And it would be a blast. But instead, the way they do it, it sort of like sprinkles it out over Monday and Wednesday where you have some formality of a ceremony on Monday and then basically a formality of a veto ceremony, depending on who wins it on Wednesday, sprinkled in with a bunch of stuff that really doesn't mean anything. I mean, yeah, maybe in some other seasons it would mean something. Maybe there are seasons where, you could potentially talk to the winner of the final four veto and say, hey, take me instead of this other person. But you have two obvious people who are two obvious pairs this time. And none of them has any reason to take another pair. It would just be suicide to take the opposing pair to the final three with you if you won the power of veto.
Yeah. Okay, let's take another question. This is from Kim. Did Paris keep Maddie safe or was that Johnny? Taryn, do you want to weigh in on this?
Is this during the double eviction?
Yeah,
I imagine it was 100% Johnny. I mean, from what we saw, granted, we didn't see the feeds during the double eviction, but Johnny, they talked about it afterward. Maddie didn't Olivia didn't even talk about Paris talking to her. It was all about, no, Johnny is definitely the one that saved Maddie that week. So Paris, if she tries to take credit for it, will not find a willing and glad audience.
Okay. Matt Curran says, for Taryn, should I get God of War 4 for PS4? What do you think, Taryn?
Yes, it's a great game. Okay. You should come watch me play it on Twitch.
Okay. Come watch Taryn play it. And then Jeff WB 311, would Brent wear a veil if Will wins? Brent, yes.
Yes, I would. I have no, I honestly can't believe how much mileage I still get out of that. That happened one time, Taryn, one time, man. People still talk
When was it? When the Pax Brothers won?
Yes, when the Pax Brothers won, it was the darkest timeline because I thought for sure they're going to be evicted on the first night. And then, of course, they just, destroyed my dreams of Tim and Cassandra all season long on Big Brother Canada 4.
But they weren't in the final two. I mean, I don't know why it would the season have been that Tim and Cassandra weren't in the final two.
No. Well, Tim was in the final three. No, I mean, the spoilers came out and we didn't know. Remember, the feeds go off. So I was hoping that Tim would make it to the final two. And then he didn't. Well, first of all, he gave up. And then I thought for sure that Kelsey would win. We had been talking that Kelsey would beat the Pax Brothers. And I thought for sure they were final two goats. And then they won.
Would you have won the veil if Kelsey won?
No. Okay. No, I thought she was cold, but respectable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Michael wants to know, so they don't do jury like questions like US does in the last part. Tara, could you do a reset of what the Big Brother finale looks like for Big Brother Canada?
Well, the jury questioning is basically, and it's the worst, I think, of any format. The jury comes in with
a low bar.
It's very low bar, which is, it says a lot. They come in with pre-written questions for each of the final three. They're given the questions, basically randomly. What happened, during Big Brother Canada 3 was that they accidentally, messed up and asked Sarah, seven of the nine questions. That's how dumb the format is, where they're literally handed the piece of paper and they're like, okay, this is the question. And then it's read out and it's so bad. I've talked about it plenty. I don't get how they can mess up something that is one of the highlights of Survivor every season. It's very silly.
Okay.
Anytime he has an opportunity to shade Sarah, here we go. Let's take the Canada 3.
That wasn't even about Sarah. That was about the format.
It's not tangentially related to Sarah's win.
I think you're the one bringing up Sarah right now. Let's not bring up Sarah.
When Rob asked you that question, I'm like, he's going to go to Big Brother Canada 3. I know it's coming.
It's
like,
the perfect example of how dumb the question format is. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Okay. Michael wants to know, pretty much was a dud theme all season, and Marsha was hidden in that crypt for a silly task. That's a D minus for original idea.
Okay. I'm still aghast about this. As I told Taryn one night,
I liked when Brent was still asking that, what are they going to do with the crypt after Marsha came out of it? It's like, wait, no, that wasn't it, right?
Well, I didn't know that was a thing. I had not even watched the episode. I wasn't on a recap that night. So I'm not, if I'm not on the recap, I'll watch it later. Cause I watch the feed, so I don't need to watch the episode. But I had no idea that Marsha had come out of the crypt, and I was asking about it. And then when I found out that that's the whole time, that's what it was about. Such a letdown. Like, that was so perfect. Like you have all these other stupid tasks to bring people back. This is the one time you have an actual coffin in a room. Okay. And you can bring back a ghost from the past.
Ghost
and
Island.
You don't do it? Like, no. What?
Even Marsha the Moose was like, no, there's no secret veto in here.
Oh, my God.
I know that's what you were thinking, but it's not in here. Yeah. We're just going to make everybody kiss a fish.
Look, I'm never going to complain that they didn't bring somebody back. So I guess.
But they do it all the time. Yes. It's
how come
one time it would've
Will's
sense.
Fish wasn't nominated for Best Kiss of the Season, Taryn?
I don't know.
They knew it would have been giving Will an award, and Brent would have been
exactly.
Mad. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I told everybody beforehand not to vote for Will, and they followed my instructions.
Is that so? RHAP does have all the power. Suck it, haters. We did that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Curran. What awards should Will win, Brent?
I don't know. I mean, like worst player, maybe.
Tallest house guest.
Yeah, he's just awful, and he's so entitled. And I love that they showed the Ryan fight, because I even though it wasn't really that big of a fight to me, it did put Will in a pretty negative light. I don't think Will enjoyed seeing that fight again, Taryn, where Ryan is basically calling Will out on all of his crap, and all Will can say is just like basically act like a toddler and repeat everything that Ryan's saying back to Ryan, like yeah. That's basically what he did.
Yeah. He said he was embarrassed watching it back, or that he was uncomfortable.
Okay. And Tom Palmer was, does Taryn Armstrong ruling over Big Brother Canada 6 for RJP make him the warden of the North for the podcast empire? Taryn, do you want that title? Do you want to be warden of the North of podcasting?
I don't know if it's the most, I don't know if it's the best place to be. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get into hear ye, hear ye. Let's get into our spoilers for Big Brother Canada 6. We're just going to talk about the only thing we know is who won the veto, and that's it. So that's it. Here come the spoilers. I guess I'll play the song for the last time, but we really don't need to. We're just going to talk about who's going to win. Okay, Brent won't dance tonight. We'll see. It's last spoilers of the season, though, Brent.
Okay.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message.
Hear ye.
This is...
Ye old spoilers. Even Taryn will dance.
That an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected.
Half-hearted.
And that protective action should be taken.
Dilly dilly. Okay. All right. So, let's talk about it. Taryn... For the uninitiated, the one person who's listening to this that might not know, who has the power of veto?
Kayla has the power of veto.
Yes.
Okay. What?
All right. That's something.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, so, exactly. It so probably guarantees us a...
Have the vote.
Oh, go ahead.
No, Kayla will get the vote.
Yes, she will have the vote. So Will's going to have to talk Kayla into cutting Derek, which could potentially benefit her slightly at the end, but she would have to get there. By cutting Derek, obviously, she would have to force a win at the final three, because obviously Will and Paris would take each other. So that would be a monumental mistake if she did that. But I don't think she's going to do that. And I don't think she did that. Because they already had the Final Four eviction, although it was not on the feeds. And technically, we don't know who won. But I will say that somebody we love, Arissa, did sort of accidentally spoil something on Entertainment Tonight on Canada by saying that there's a showmance and another person in the final three. And then she tried to backtrack a little bit. So that tells me that Kayla made the obvious move here and cut Will. It's not a big secret anyway, so I don't mind that she spoiled it.
Yeah, that's what Kayla said she was going to do as Arissa, called them down into the living room. Right. So barring a complete freak, just change of heart at the last second.
When you've got master game players like Will and Paris pulling the strings, Taryn, that you talked about Dan Gieslinger earlier tonight. You never know what could happen.
Maybe if Paris had the veto, there'd be some possibility.
Maybe. All right. So, Will, what a run. What could we say about Will?
Nothing. I mean, I've never seen a more inconsequential player in the history of Big Brother, and that's saying a lot. I mean, like, he won nothing. And it's not just that he won nothing. I guess, Taryn, the one thing we can say about Will is that he was the one sticking point in terms of keeping Jesse. Jesse was the person that went home specifically because of Will and Johnny. And I do feel like that maybe he had an impact on the game in terms of like one of his greatest allies. He sent him home. But aside from that, I can't tell you much else.
Well, let me attempt to say the one thing that I think the takeaway from Will for the positive, like he was such a hothead and poor sport where people seemingly did not put him on the block, Taryn, at times when he was an inconsequential pawn. He should have been on the block a lot more, and people didn't put him up on the block because they didn't want to hear him.
He was very good at playing for second place, but he got unlucky and Paris won the Final Four HOH. And so he even said himself, like, oh, man, Paris won this Final Four HOH. Guess I'm not getting my second place. Like, we talked about how Rob Will going out in fourth place. He broke the Rob goddess curse. But if you think about it, he's truly the Rob second place goddess because that was his destiny and he got robbed from it.
Yeah.
You know, we need to talk about this, honestly, because I remembered this as a strategy and I talked about it at the time when we were covering Big Brother 17 with Judas / Austin Maddelson. And then I kind of forgot about it. And but we talked about it at the time, like the fact that he's always whining and he basically talks people to death and beats them down and whines and cries in terms of like getting his way, which is what happened during the week that, Vanessa was going to try to backdoor him and then she ended up backdooring Jason. And then this happens with Will where every week he just, you don't want to deal with him and live in a house with him blowing up and crying and bemoaning and whatever. We need to name this strategy, Taryn. It's definitely an evolving strategy where you just are such a horrible person to the point where no one really, like, if they have their druthers, they'll pick somebody else rather than you. Because they don't want to listen to you no more.
Yeah. Taryn, did Omarosa have this at all?
I don't think so. Part of it also is just like how shameless they are in like groveling. Like that's what saved Austin in Big Brother 17. And it's what kept Will safe a few times throughout the season. Just like, I will literally throw the Final Four veto or Final Five veto to you in order to make it one more week. Like that, like it makes people feel better about you because of how pathetic it is.
What should we call this? Like the groveler? I don't know. We need to talk about this off season, Taryn. It's definitely important.
Maybe name it after Will.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
That's what I want to do, Rob.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, if Will is gone, then Taryn, have we cleared all of the worst case scenarios for Big Brother Canada 6? We will have something that we can say like, okay, they got it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, again, low bar, but in terms of Big Brother Canada winners, I am definitely not a big fan of Paris's game, but I think that she would be, a decent Big Brother Canada winner, which again, not necessarily saying much, but it's a good thing.
But could you give me the combination of the win for Paris? So what is it a Paris final HOH victory, or do you see it as a Paris gets taken to the final two by one of the lovers, and then there's a scorned lover that's voting for Paris?
Yes, it's Kayla cutting Derek in order to take Paris. Derek votes for Paris. Maddie, Will, and Ryan would all, by the way, theoretically vote for Paris.
That's what I forgot. I knew there was something I wanted to talk about watching that conversation again that Kayla and Derek had. I no longer believe that he was telling the truth in that conversation. If Kayla cuts him at the final three, he was sort of like, when he was looking away from her, he's kind of giggling a little bit. Like, there is no part of me that believes that he's actually going to cast a vote for Paris to win Big Brother over Kayla. Like, at that point, with all the people around and all the excitement happening and Arissa standing there, he's really going to walk up to the key box and place Paris's key? I think not. I think he's going to vote for Kayla. But she doesn't know that, though. And that's the problem. But I do think that if she cuts Kayla, I'm talking about, if she cuts Derek, that she will get his vote, Taryn.
Even after the diary room, he's like, she'd be dead to me.
I still think that she'll get it.
Okay.
I really hope we get to see it. It's just one of those things that's intuitive. Like, I can't explain it to you. I mean, like, I hear what Derek's saying, and I watched him talk to the cameras, but I just believe that he won't be able to do that. Like, he'll want to not vote for her, but he'll want to walk up. He'll walk up to the key box and be like, God damn it. You know, like, he'll just like shove her key in the box. Like, I don't think it'll be something he's like happy about. He's like, damn, you got me. Like, I mean, he'll have to give it up to her. Again, I've said before that I know that it doesn't look like the necessarily positive move for Kayla to cut Derek and take Paris to the final two. However, it's such a goddess legend move that I think the fans would be so here for. And I really, really want Kayla to go to the jury and say, look, you know, I won final seven veto, final five HOH, final five veto, final four veto, final three HOH. Are you really going to deny me the win? You're really going to do that? I just don't think they will. I think they're all vote for Kayla.
I think a lot of the jury, they don't value competition wins. I mean, I've asked some of them for sure. And I think that Paris will be able to say, I got here barely winning a thing. And that's more impressive. And I think jury that especially that likes Paris will be more receptive to that. I hear what you're saying. I want what you're saying to happen.
Okay.
I feel like that may be informing your prediction.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that Will is the only person who will vote for Paris no matter what. I do think that Maddie would ultimately vote for Kayla, and I do think that Ryan would ultimately vote for Kayla, but we'll see.
Now, Taryn, what about the opposite of that? What about, is there any chance that Derek would win the final HOH and then get rid of Kayla and then take Paris to the end and lose to Paris?
There is always a chance, but I think it's very unlikely. Based on what we've seen on the feeds, I think that not only does Derek feel like he would never do that to her, but I think part of why he would never do that to her is that he genuinely feels like he can beat Kayla in the end, so he has no reason to do that to her. So I absolutely do not expect it to happen. I think something major would have to change within the time that the feeds went down and the final HOH happened, which has happened before. That's what happened with John and Netta. We had no indication that John was willing to cut Netta until it happened on the show. So it's always possible, but I think very unlikely.
By the way, really quickly, in talking about the final three vote, our boy Matt Ligori, who does some of the morning feeds updates with Taryn, tweeted out basically a flow chart of everything that would happen. It's pinned to the top of his Twitter. It's at Matt Ligori, MattLigori. And you can see there that basically whoever wins, in his opinion, the final three HOH loses. Whoever wins the final three HOH loses. It's very interesting this year with only seven people on the jury. That's, you know, potential scorned vote. And I don't necessarily think that it will be. But if there is a scorned vote, then that person could be the decider in every
scorned
case.
Scorned was also snubbed for a variety of awards as
I
well.
I know, right? It's such a downer.
Yeah. Taryn, do you endorse the Matt Ligori flowchart?
Yeah, I had tweeted out that I think we're in a weird situation where the person that gets taken to the end wins the game no matter what. And
it's rare, isn't it? Isn't that?
I don't
rare?
Think it's ever happened, and that was my tweet. I can't remember the last time it's happened. I don't think it has ever happened. And Matt Liguori's chart essentially spells that out, like for the reasons why the votes that could change. And I do endorse it.
Okay. Should Matt Liguori be using these skills for something more productive than Big Brother flowcharts of the final three?
Never.
This is great. Great stuff, Matt. I like it. Like, I don't necessarily co-sign it, though. I like I said, I do think that Kayla has a special status among the jurors. I think they really respect what she's doing. And if she really coldly just cuts Derek and they're like, wow, she did that, I think they'll all just be like, oh my God, we're not worthy. But that's what I want to happen. That may not be necessarily what will happen.
Yeah. I went back and I watched Ryan's goodbye messages, and I've watched some of the other people's goodbye messages as well. And Kayla in Ryan's is basically rubbing it in his face. In other ones, she makes
like
an
a
effort.
Ball of lying in the jury house,
a ball of hatred. Yes. But meanwhile, Paris lays it on thick with Ryan, and he is eating it up. And that's sort of been the story with every goodbye message, even though Kayla has started to make an effort, like, oh, we had to get you out because you were a threat, so on and so forth. It's kind of rote. It's kind of right. There's no emotion to it. And meanwhile, Derek is like, we were such buddies. I love you. And Paris is like, oh, I hate that you're leaving. And I feel like, especially having just come off of Big Brother 19 and how important the goodbye messages were there, I can see the jury going, well, look at the goodbye messages. Look who did a better job at jury management. These are all things that worry me.
Okay,
I agree with you there. But the one wild card is the person that you talked about early on in the season. If he gets to the jury, is Johnny. I think that Johnny is going to have a lot of sway with these people. I think that Johnny can talk right. Like, dude, come on. We're voting for the best player. You're really going to go up there and put a key in the box for Derek, like the straight, white, entitled guy. Like, you don't want to do that. Like, let's give it up to Kayla. Let's vote. She's got how many comp wins now? She, you know, if she gets to the end, she cuts her showmance. I mean, I feel like that... I really do think that she gets the most. I don't want to repeat myself, though, but we'll see. We'll see what happens on Thursday.
So here's the next flow chart that I want. I want to see the flow chart of who wins HOH, who wins the game, and then what happens to the Derek and Kayla relationship. So, like, I want to see, what does it look like? Paris wins HOH, takes Kayla to the end, Kayla wins, and then what happens to Derek and Kayla? Because I need to see, because I feel like that the relationship is hinging on a lot of these outcomes too, Taryn.
That's a positive outcome, because Kayla has money and Derek does not feel mad at Kayla. That's probably the best possible outcome for their relationship.
Yeah. What if Kayla takes Derek to the end, but she wins the game? They stay together?
I think it's less likely, but I think I think they would still probably stay together for a little while. Okay.
That's what I'm Matt. Let's get on that one. It shouldn't be too hard to add to this now and figure out the because I don't feel like this has a lot of legs, Brent.
You know, this relationship.
The trip to Europe helps.
Yes,
that would be awkward then if they, you know, if one of them, like, if Paris is somehow involved and then they have to go to Paris, it could be very like, oh, again with Paris, you had to take her again.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I was cringing when Kayla was like, well, you know, I always put my feelings aside. I'm able to, you know, do what's best strategy wise. But I've gotten really close to Derek. I'm like, oh, honey, like, stop. Like, stop trying to convince us of something we can see for ourselves. It's not true.
Yeah. I feel like we're very often wrong about relationships that we see on the feeds, and they often surprise us
None of us would have said all three Big Brother 19 relationships are still together.
How is that possible? Exactly. I don't even know.
It's just, it's so strange watching Derek react to watching him kissing Kayla. And even when he's kissing Kayla, like, he's making weird comments like, aren't you a good girl? Like, and then, like, he's recoiling as he's watching it. And then, like, at one point she puts her hand on his knee and he visibly recoils from it. And it's just it's strange. It's strange to watch.
Brent, I don't know what's going on. Like, here.
I can't shade anything. I mean, I'll get in trouble. I get in trouble too much around here. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
All right. After the podcast, we'll talk for a couple of minutes, see what's going on there. Okay. All right. Jermaine says, which of the final three, Paris, Kayla, or Derek, would be able to articulate their game best to the jury? Taryn, let me ask you one of your jury questions. Could you rank Paris, Kayla, and Derek in terms of who's going to be able to explain their game the best?
That's actually a tough one. I actually think that this might be weird. This might be a hot take. I feel like Derek actually may articulate it the best. I think I've seen him do it on the feeds, and he lays out a pretty cohesive narrative. Kayla, I'm worried, is going to talk too much about Derek and how she had feelings and she was going to cut him, but then she didn't. And then so on and so forth. Paris is going to talk about how she saved Maddie and all of these other things that she didn't do. I think Paris has the capability of selling her game the best of the three of them. It's just a matter of, is she going to be able to prevent herself from taking credit for things that she didn't do?
Yeah, that's nailed it. That's exactly what I was going to say. I 100% believe that Derek is the person who is probably going to have the easiest time articulating a coherent narrative to a jury. Paris is going to be, you know, talking about stuff that didn't happen, and Kayla is going to be too defensive about probably taking Derek to the final two. So I do also concur that I think Paris, in my heart of hearts, could be the player that I want her to be and could articulate a winning strategy at the end. But having listened to her on the feeds, like, she's talking about stuff that she thinks she had a hand in, which she clearly didn't. And I'm really worried that the jury is going to be like laughing at her almost, like, it could, to the point where, like, if you fall into the, and I hesitate to say this because I love him, Godfrey category of where the jury cannot take you seriously, then they're just going to vote for the other person. They're going to vote, even if they don't even like the other person, if they can't take you specifically seriously, they're just going to vote for the other guy.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you guys talk about this a lot, and I just want to know that, do we have an example of this happening? Because I always go back to, if I may give a Survivor Australia season one spoiler, that the woman who won Survivor Australia season one spoke with incredible conviction about things that may or may not have actually been the case.
But I made this comparison.
But she spoke with such conviction. I did this. I'm like, oh, I guess so. And the other guy was sort of like floundering, that I kind of feel like that style matters more than substance when you get to these final two scenarios, Taryn. Is there anything to that?
I will say this. I think that Paris will greatly benefit from the jury questioning format that I mentioned before, because other people will advocate for her game for her. And by the time they actually talk to her, when she talks about all this stuff, she will say it with enough style that they'll be like, wait a minute, hold on. You said you did what? Okay, but it sounds impressive. I'm not going to change my vote
at this
point.
She seems confident.
Exactly.
She's on fire.
Yeah, that's convinced. It just depends on how the jury reacts. But I think that Paris's game is probably the one that's most dependent on what happens in a final three situation, because I think that some people could change their votes based on what she says.
Mm-hmm. And especially with Derek and Kayla, if one of them cut the other one, and then they're sort of like nervous because, like, oh no, did I screw up? They're mad at me. And Paris has been practicing talking to herself for 70 days in a row for this moment. Like, Paris might be good in the final two.
It's possible. Yeah.
And there's also a possibility that the jury wants to see the showmance lose. Like, I mean, if, like, let's say that Kayla cuts Derek and she gets to the end, they could also be like, you know what? Let's not even vote for Kayla. That way Kayla and Derek both lose the game and we don't get beat by the showmance. And if we have to give it to Paris, at least she's a fan. So yeah. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you guys want to say tonight on our final Monday of the Big Brother Canada season? I know that the still a lot of Big Brother podcasting to go.
I was curious about something, so I did a little bit of research thanks to Ariel on Reddit, who posts the diary room counts every week. I believe that Hamza still has more diary rooms this season than Derek, so take that for what you will.
Okay.
Remind people that Thursday you should stay off social media, because Big Brother Canada, like they do with every eviction show, They tape their finale. So the finale spoilers will start coming out by around 5 o'clock or so Eastern Standard Time. So at that point, you want to make sure you're off social media. Otherwise, you're going to be spoiled about what happened in the finale. And I sure don't want to be spoiled on this one. So make sure you stay away.
Okay. Great point there by Brent. Let's talk about what's coming up. All right. So the Taryn show is coming up and the Survivor New Zealand wrap up. I'm assuming that you do not have a guest from New Zealand Survivor on the Taryn show, right? I'm reading this card correctly. So Taryn, yes. who's coming up on the Taryn show?
I have somebody a little different here. I have Mike Vacanti, who is a personal trainer. He helped train Jamie and Matt Staples, who are friends with Kevin Martin. They did this bet called the Ultimate Sweat. Jamie Staples
very similar to the reality TV show concept Meet Me in the Middle, correct?
Yes, Rob was very unhappy in Reno when he heard about this. People stole his idea. Jamie weighed 305 pounds. His brother Matt weighed 134 pounds, and they're poker players. So they had one of their friends bet them $150,000 that they couldn't meet at the same weight in a year's time.
Wow.
And then after a year, with the help of Mike Vacanti, the trainer, they actually did manage to do it in Reno when we were there. And it was a crazy story. So I've got Mike to talk about that. He was also Gary V's trainer.
Love Gary V.
Yeah, there you go. Also happens to be my trainer. So lots to talk about with Mike Vacanti.
Okay. All right. So check that out on Taryn Show. Also, Peely on the most recent episode of the Taryn Show, if you missed that one. So check that out. What's the easiest way for people to find the Taryn Show?
Just go search for the Taryn Show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It's T-A-R-A-N. And then, of course, it's also on the Reality TV or Hapups feed, which is the same feed that this podcast is on. So if you're listening to this one on the Reality TV or Hapups feed, it's already there.
Okay. All right. Then, of course, Shannon Gates is going to have Brett Lavelle on the Survivor New Zealand wrap-up as well. And then so much more coming. All right. I love this idea. Taryn, we've got the first of our three finalist recaps. What's coming up on Tuesday?
Tuesday, tomorrow morning, I will be talking with Puya about Derek's game over the course of the Big Brother Canada 6 season. We know Puya is a big fan of Derek.
But you guys are being sarcastic. Puya doesn't like Derek?
Puya does not like Derek.
Well, did he lose a bet? Why does he have to talk about Derek's game if he doesn't like
it? I chose Paris.
Yeah, first pick. Yeah.
Puya is the best sport and was like, I'll do anyone. And nobody else was willing to do either Will or Derek. So I will have to be the Derek advocator in that situation. Or Derek advocate, sorry. And Puya will have to. I think Puya is capable of being objective.
Yes, I think so. We'll see. And maybe he can explain the when Derek walks around in his underwear thing.
Yeah, what's up with that? By the way, I'm doing Paris on Wednesday. Well, I know, right? With Taryn, I know. And so that'll be on Wednesday morning. We're going to go over Paris's game. And then Kayla's game is being covered by
Matt Liguori.
Oh, okay.
He called dibs like a month ago.
He does that early.
So Matt Liguori, very much looking forward to talking about Kayla's game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The LFC roundtable is back. We will have the final stock watch of the season and much more coming up on the LFC roundtable. You guys have enough stuff to talk about on the LFC roundtable?
It's funny. We'll recap the whole season. We'll talk about the possible end situation, and we'll talk about how I'm gonna either win the draft or the stock watch. Hopefully,
that'd be hilarious if you lose both.
It would take care of me.
I want Melissa to win the draft. I'm sorry, guys, but I just think that
I think
it means the most to her.
I agree.
That would mean that Kayla would be the winner of Big Brother Canada 6. Yes.
Everybody would be happy.
Thrilled. That's the best for everyone.
Melissa would be happy that I feel like she really lives and dies with the draft more than you two do.
My team name this season was literally Please Stop Me. So,
and then Survivor Know-It-All. Look, even Stephen Fishback will be back for this week's episode, that he will join us to talk about everything going on on Survivor at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. And then we've got a great week of Survivor podcasts coming up as well. Michael Snow will be my guest on the Thursday. And Brent, he was asking me if we have a RuPaul's Drag Race coverage. I said, oh, you better believe it, Michael Snow. Check that out. He's going to listen. And then Bryce Isaiah will be joining me on the Feedback Show this week. So a very big week of everything going on here on Rob is a Podcast. Of course, don't forget the finale coverage, which kicks off 10:15 Eastern on Thursday night, 7:15 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
Okay. And if you want to go even deeper into Rob Has a Podcast, everything we've got going on, check out our Patreon page at robhasawebsite.com/patron, where soon, later tonight, I will be posting a SoundCloud playlist with 25 wand off tracks ready to go. It's all happening. Okay. Anything else? Do we have a hashtag tonight, Brent?
I need to have a sign that says Brent doesn't do hashtags, because I never remember. All right. Taryn, help me.
How about hashtag K Bay?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I can go with that one.
Now is Derek D Bay?
Oh, that's a little too close to the other one. So, D-bag. So, okay.
In honor of Booyah tomorrow, that he should be D-bagel, we'll call.
is the team of Melissa, if Melissa's on Kayla's day, would Melissa be Maybay?
Maybay?
Oh yeah.
I need to leave.
We could try it. Okay. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who's behind the scenes. Hey, remember promo code LFC for $7 off Skip the Dishes. You could be eating Wendy's with all your friends, just like the Final Four, for this finale night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.